from the context of the Feast of Caring is coming up. Tom has talked about that some on Bravo Brazos Valley, and we'll talk about those details here in a moment. But to get that pulled off, some volunteer assistance is needed to get things set up.
Yeah, so Epicure's Catering donates the catering services, which basically means the cooking of the rice and beans for the thousands of people that come out to the feast. And so they're actually looking for some help from volunteers in the way of preparing the food. And so it's my understanding that on Tuesday, so that's tomorrow, volunteers would be chopping vegetables because there's a big thing of salad at the event, and then probably some of the peppers and things like that that will be cooked in with the rice and beans. So I think Tuesday is primarily chopping, what we call it, chopping day. And really they're looking for volunteers to come in as early as 10, stay as long as they can or as little as they can, and I believe that they'll have people coming in and out helping throughout the entire day. Epicure's Catering is in Bryan off of Coyote Run, and I don't quite have the address right here in front of me, but you should be able to Google them or go to our Facebook page and get the exact street number. It's somewhere off of Boonville Road. They have a new location. They moved there just about a year ago.
No reservations needed, just come in and...
No, yeah, just come on in and say you heard about it from... the radio, and that volunteers were needed. You wanted to help the food bank out, get ready for Feast of Caring.
So for those who are not familiar with Feast of Caring, this is a significant fundraiser for the food bank.
Yes, it's a concept that's been going on for 18 years. Actually, this will be the 19th year of it, and we were pretty bold about saying that it basically raises funds for general operating. So it's not for programs, it's not for backpacks and things like that that you've heard me begging for before. It's really to pay for the lights and the electricity that it takes to do the work that we do here. So, and what we raise doesn't quite cover all of it, but it sure does make a dent in it. So our goal is $40,000. We met that goal last year. We're hoping we can do that again, but we have been out there a lot asking for money very frequently this year, so we're keeping our fingers crossed. The concept's pretty simple. It's a free meal served by celebrity servers, which are just different leaders in our community, from mayor to police chief to our sheriff to Tom Turbeville, for one. And while it's free, we encourage people to make a donation in the amount of what they may spend if they went to lunch that day, or more if they can. We obviously more is better, but we understand that things are hard for everybody right now. And then the other kind of perks, I think, that are going on there is there's going to be a band there this year. We're selling T-shirts for the food bank because Aggieland loves T-shirts. But really, the concept is pretty much still the same. It is picnic style, so you're not sitting at a table with just six people. You're basically sitting next to people that you know or maybe you don't know or across from someone you don't know, but it's a great opportunity to meet a new friend and be a part of the solution to helping us end hunger in the Brazos Valley.
The symbolism about the menu.
It's simple, but yet what might be considered a feast for some of our neighbors in need that don't have a lot of extras in their life as far as their meals. So beans and rice is a staple kind of thing. You can buy it in bulk. You can cook it, and it can last a while, and you could feed your family off of it for a while. So we know that that's what some families are doing in this community. We know that because that's the kind of foods we're giving out here at the food bank to our food pantries, who then give it to those in need. So that could be a really hearty meal for some, and then, you know, for some of our folks that are kind of come out on Wednesday, it may be feel really simple and maybe not the kind of thing you'd go out and buy at a restaurant. But it gives you, again, like you said, that symbolism of just reminding us why we're there and what we're trying to do.
Hours and location.
The location is the Brazos Center in Bryan, and the time it starts as early as 11 a.m. and will go until 1:30 p.m. The busiest time tends to be 11:30 to 12:30. If you can't stay, but you really want to help out, you can get the food to go. There will be to-go containers. And if you really can't go at all but really want to help, we can accept donations online at our website at www.bvfb.org.
And, of course, having the website means you can make a contribution anytime in any amount.
That's correct, absolutely. But it seems like at times when we're having events and someone really meant to go but they couldn't, that helps people still be able to give at that time when they're thinking about it. But, yes, you're right. People can donate anytime, 24 hours a day, and it's secure. And we get a notification when an email comes, or excuse me, when a donation comes in, and we can get a receipt to you right away.
And you mentioned at the outset the number of different fundraisers the food bank is involved in, and they're all very important. And I'm guessing you remain amazed at the generosity up and down the valley that the food bank serves.
Yeah, it's. I feel like a lot more people in this community now know what the food bank is and what we do and the impact that we make. And I think it's because we've really been out there trying to explain that to people and explain to people how they can get involved. What I've been amazed at is finding out the different ways that people are actually taking action. Our online donations are more, our mailed-in donations are more, the request to volunteer at the food bank, and then even this, the requests for people to come help at Feast of Caring, it's really been overwhelming and exciting for me. I'm very humbled by it. And really, we are the community's food bank. We can't do it alone. We need the community's help. So I'm very appreciative of it, and I'm amazed that year after year I ask for more, and the community does give more. So I think we're pretty lucky to be here.
And unfortunately, it's because the need never stops. It only increases.
Yeah, it does. We're kind of... There's always more that our agencies want. There's always more that our agencies can do. We are almost at a point now here at the food bank, though, that we really can't store a whole lot more in this location. So that's why you've been hearing us talk about Because Hunger Won't Wait, a capital campaign. So we're still doing the same amount that we're doing 25% more than we were doing years ago in the same space, which is difficult. But, you know, that's what we're here for. We need to do that. But, you know, that's why we're out there again talking about the capital campaign. There's a need for us to be strategic and think about long-term needs, and our abilities to do more are predicated on a larger building. But that's for another time.
Other than I want to give the opportunity, if it exists during Feast of Caring, will there be information available about the capital campaign if somebody wants to learn more?
Thank you for asking me that. Yes, we are going to have what we're calling packets of information that has what's called a case statement. So it's the need as to why we need to grow, and then specifically how people can get involved, how they can donate. So there's many different ways to get involved in the capital campaign. It's not only just making a monetary donation. So there will be a display and people available to answer questions about that.